Rob Turville, I am the new head coach of the Mountain View Colts.
Rob, this obviously is the second go-round with this organization, so how special is it to be back in the blue and white here and bring your crew with you behind the bench again?
No, we're extremely excited to jump back into this. We had to step down after the 2018-2019 season, our first go-around. Unfortunately, all of us coaches had some kid commitments and, family kind of took precedence. There's nothing more I would have enjoyed to come back that next year, and because I really think we were building something special. Now that my kids are older, I've been able to coach them for the last 6 or 7 years. They're probably looking for a break from myself, and the opportunity came about here with this vacant position. And I mean, what a great opportunity with hosting provincials this year, and had an honest, candid conversation with the family, and they were all on board. So decided to take the plunge again and throw a name back in the hat for the coaching position. And I was fortunate enough to convince Billy Way and Scott Murphy, who coached with me previously, to also jump on board. So really looking forward to this season.
You bet. And to come back to a high level of hockey like the Colts in the Heritage Junior League and at the Junior B level, what do you guys bring in terms of X's and O's and your knowledge from all of your vast playing careers and everything you've learned?
Well, you know what? I think that's what I love about coaching this level of hockey. I was fortunate enough in my playing career to play a fairly high level of hockey, and I feel I have a lot of knowledge to give back to this level. I had a wonderful time coaching the minor hockey level, and particularly the younger age groups, which I've been coaching the last few years. And there's a lot there, not necessarily X's and O's, but just development. And, almost starting from square one of learning how to skate. That was fun. But I do feel that I'm probably more fitted, to give my coaching abilities are more rounded towards a higher level, I would say. And I do enjoy coaching that level. I think I have more to give at that level.
For sure. It is a chance for the Colts team to kind of reload here. They obviously had some great success this season and a lengthy winning streak to begin the new year, and they do have a number of players coming back for next season. So when you look at the roster, what do you think of the makeup at first glance?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the exciting things, along with hosting provincials, is just the core group of players that are coming back. I had an opportunity after the announcement to sit down and meet a lot of the players, and what a great group of kids we're going to have to work with this year. You can tell just from the initial conversations, these kids are dedicated, they're committed. I mean, let's be honest, everybody sees what's in front and the opportunity that lies ahead of us here. And it's something that, we definitely want to take advantage of. These opportunities don't come along very often. And, looking at the core group of players that are returning, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement from other kids who are going to want to come here with this opportunity as well. So I do feel that training camp will be very competitive. It'll be very intense. Because let's be honest, there is a large group of players coming back and there's only so many spots to fill. And so I think it's a great opportunity. The guys are excited. The coaches are excited. The board is extremely excited. I am very grateful to meet the new board members. And I can tell you they are extremely committed, which is awesome to see. And, it makes a coach feel a lot more comfortable when you have the backing of the board, the backing of the players. Seems like everybody's pulling the same direction, and that's a good feeling to go into the summer.
For sure it is. And, with all of the experience you have in Olds Minor Hockey and with all the experience, Mountain View County folks have here and being part of that, and, Mike Pieper being part of the committee for the provincials here as well. Obviously, this county, this area is going to do a great job of supporting this. But for you, how do you, maybe even further dig into the resources of just, the people of this area to make this go around a real special one?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, events and even to run any organization, it's all on the backs of volunteers, right? And there is a ton of people behind the scenes who are putting in a ton of hours to get this thing across the finish line. And, you know, much like the coaching staff and the players and the board, all these volunteers are extremely committed and dedicated to this cause. And you can just feel that energy just talking to, you know, the provincial bid committee. And then you go and you talk to the board of directors, and then you talk to the players. And I know that the coaches are on board. Everybody just has that excitement. And it's a really good feeling stepping into this position. You know, it feels like we're already building that momentum. Everybody is pulling the same direction. And man, I tell you, it's going to be a lot of hours on our end, but there is a ton of hours behind the scenes from a lot of very dedicated volunteers that make this operation run smoothly and efficiently. And, you know, my hat's off to them for getting the organization in the position they're at right now.
That's excellent. Well, again, it's going to be a real exciting run here. Great to see you on board for this, and you know, Billy and Scott as well. So congrats to you guys on getting the job, and we look forward to a wonderful upcoming season.
Thank you, Galen. Appreciate it, and look forward to working with you guys all season as well.